Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your show host, Randy Fine. And I wanted to just make a quick announcement. My book now, my new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, is now available on Amazon. It's Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, The Narcissistic Abuse Survivor's Guide to Healing and Recovery. So take a look at it. It has a lot of interesting things. If you've had any relationship issues with your family or your any romantic problems or any kind of domestic abuse, anything like that, you'll want to take a look at this book. It has some great information for you. And it's available on Amazon in paperback and on Kindle. So today is the day that you've all been waiting for. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and we have the fabulous Laura Lee with us today to take your calls and answer your questions. So let's get started. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. So glad to be back.
It's wonderful to have you back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We had a big last month.
Speaking of thank you, so this is the month of Thanksgiving. What are we going to talk about today?
Even though it's a week or so past the, wonderful holiday that we had, and I'm so missing it, actually, that extra time, but I thought it would be poignant to talk about having a thankful spirit, which I believe is a secret to an abundant life. And even, you know, the word thankful can be, used and translated as grateful, blessed, you know, any word such as that. It just means being thankful for the abundant life. And it can enhance, this little secret can enhance your health, your relationships, your wealth, career, your whole entire life. And it's a simple little shift that we're going to talk about today that I'll just give you examples throughout the hour where clients I've experienced have had major shifts in their life just for this, you know, simple little shift that they've employed in their life. And basically it boils down to is whatever you desire, give thanks for it as if it already is. And I might want to say that again. So whatever it is you desire, give thanks for as if it already is. So we're not here to entertain negative thoughts that don't serve us. Instead, we're going to think of the best situation, expect the best. And like I said, over the next hour, we'll talk about examples of how that can work for your health and your wealth and your relationship and your career.
I absolutely agree with you, and this is something that you've probably taught me a long time ago, and I do it. Instead of praying for something and asking for something, I thank Spirit for giving it to me already. And it works. It works.
It works
really quickly, too.
Oprah Winfrey was really big on this. I think she started the whole thing with the gratitude journal, if anybody remembers, way back when.
Yes.
When she was that kick. And I had already been employing it at my life at that time, but she just strengthened, you know, the idea and the concept at that moment in time. But it's so simple. And if you don't mind, I'll share one quick story before we go into our readings.
Sure.
Because I think it's such a great story. I'm going to talk about health, how this can employ in your health. Okay, so a client came to me, and I don't know why she came to me instead of a clergy member, but she was devastated because her daughter was in intensive care after losing a baby. Okay, and she reached out to me and asked what they should do. And their family feared losing her because she was totally unconscious after emergency surgery. And I suggested her family surround her, hold hands, and anchor in the light, okay, and give thanks for restoring their daughter's perfect, healthy life. So they did this. And I said, hold the vision, you know, to make it more powerful. I recommend you see her while you're holding hands and giving thanks for restoring her perfect life, that her perfect healthy life, that she wake up and embrace everyone and be happy to be alive. So within 24 hours, I got an email, and they said she woke and was hungry for McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
It's incredible.
A true miracle story. Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
wow.
I swear to God, that's a true story. So, you know, I mean, she's a grieving mother. She's probably, you know, just devastated given the circumstances. But I will have to say there's a caveat to that. Well, I said that, you know, they were doing this for some other soul, not for themselves. It does work on yourself as well. The soul has to agree. The soul has to agree. So if her soul didn't desire to live, you know, she would transcend. But her soul agreed with that, you know, call. And
wow.
Love is what helped her wake. So I just want to say it's just so simple like that. And sometimes it can be instant, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But anyway, that's a perfect example of how it can apply to health.
What a fantastic story. I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing
that. Yeah, and I have several other stories to talk about with each one. And so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about them all through our readings today. So
I hope so. Okay, well, we'll get started. Our first caller is, area code 443. Good morning. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. It's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Doing well.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, when do you see me leaving this job?
Oh, my God. You know, Kathy, I was just going to say, did you retire yet?
No.
I see a father figure standing real close by, okay, and I see it's like right around the corner, and I believe if I haven't already shared with you, because I get the sense I have, or I've talked to this fellow who's right near you. Is it your father or your husband's father? I mean, there's somebody I'm just confirming, okay, because I feel like there's a place that you guys go to that's with water, okay? I don't know if this is a lake or an ocean, but I just feel like it's sooner than later, and I feel like it's calling you. And I feel like this is where Dad might have felt connected as well, or you might have grown up close to something like this. But I get the sense that you will might be offered something sooner, and if you are, take it. Okay?
Well, I thought there was going to be a buyout, but I don't see it.
Well, you might not see it now. You know, it comes in waves, but, you know, that's my sense. That's my sense, okay? Well, does the water make sense? Do you guys have something close to the water?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We have a house in Florida.
God bless. All right, well, there you are. There, it's confirmed because it's already calling you. So, you know, how I like to see it is, and I share with my clients, is that sometimes our heart is like a beacon and a call, and our worlds change and the chaos happens around us and we start to get all freaked out, but it's really what our heart really desires. So I just, you know, breathe and understand that the time will come when it's just perfectly timed, okay?
Yeah.
And it'll be perfectly timed, I promise you, okay? So just breathe and wait for it, and you'll, you know, wait for it. And when it's handed to you, take it and run, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting
keep
for. I don't know when.
Well, Kathy, I just feel like it's sooner than later. I feel like I've talked to you about this before, right?
I think we have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on air. Okay, well, all right, keep us posted, okay, Kathy?
Thank you.
Okay, hang tight. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, our next caller is from area code 484, and I'm wondering if this is Baltimore, because I used to live there, and I had a number that started with 484. Actually, this is the area code, so it's not Baltimore. Okay, anyway, good morning. Good morning, area code 484. What is your name?
Oh, hi. My name is Tonetta.
Tonetta.
Okay. Yes, and this
awesome.
Is the first time I found your show.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
Yeah, that was very beautiful what you were talking about, but I'm kind of having a problem. I'm kind of stuck, and I'm really, you know, I've been having visions. I know about all that. I've been doing the positive energy thing, but I'm having a stuck issue where my best friend Desiree and me had a falling out early July. She has not contacted me or anything, and I just have this feeling like she's going to show up at my doorstep and need a place to stay. I did get some confirmation that she lost her apartment the end of September, so again, I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, sometimes that happens. Can I give you something? This is going to be a different type of reading that I work with my clients in and healing relationships. And this is perfect, okay? This is perfect given our subject matter today, okay? So,
yes.
Tonetta, what I want you to do is let's close our eyes for a second, okay? All right? And just when you close your eyes, I want you to see the light just coming down upon you like the sun. Okay, and it's just washing away the negativity, the, you know, the burden right now. And I want you to visualize Desiree standing in front of you. Can you do that? Can you see her in your mind's eye?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and if you can't, anyone out there, if you can't see, just pretend as if you can, okay? Just even having the intention, holding the energy, hold the energy of Desiree standing in front of you. So what I want you to do is take a deep inhale, Tonetta. And on the exhale, send it out to Desiree. Just send her love from your heart to her heart. Just zap her with love, okay? And just say,
okay.
In your own mind, say, sending you love and light, Desiree. Bless you, you know, I bless you on your journey, and I wish you best, okay? I wish you, you know, the perfect, you know, you find your way, okay? And do that again, and just send it straight out. I mean, you feel it in your body as you're sending it from your heart to her heart. Okay?
Yes.
And then see
yes.
her drift off into the white light. Okay? Up and away. Just letting it go right now. Okay? And just trust.
Okay. Anytime the thought comes across your mind, you start to stress and worry about Desiree, do this again. Okay. And mm-hmm. I promise you, in it could be, you know, in the next hour, it could be within 24 hours, but just keep holding her in the light. Okay. Like
okay.
that. Do try not to entertain anything negative. And I promise something will resurface between the two of you in a positive manner. Okay.
Okay.
And
yes.
maybe it is that she'll show up on your doorstep. Okay. But just hold her in the positive light. Try not to entertain any negative thoughts. Hold her in the best possible light, wishing her the best and that she finds her way. Okay. And
yes.
Tonetta, let us know. Okay. Let us know. Keep us posted because I promise you'll see a miracle. Okay.
And this yes.
is,
and
by
I have,
the way,
I have cold chills all throughout my entire body.
Oh, good. Because you know what? I've got to share. This is what I was going to share a story about relationships. And this is the key way of restoring relationships that have been broken. Okay. So in fact, mm-hmm. after we get off the phone with you, I'll share a story that I had with a client who had a broken relationship. So that is the perfect way to do it. Okay.
Okay.
Keep us posted, Tonetta. Thanks for calling
in,
honey.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tonetta. Keep listening. Glad you found us.
Yes.
So Tonetta just gave us the perfect example for restoring relationships because I have clients come to me sad about broken relationships or grieving a lost relationship. I promise you, this is like the number one topic because love to me is what this world's about. It makes the world go around. Some people think it's money, but it truly is love. So, but anyway, this client who came to me sad about their broken relationship, she dismissed the other person, you know, how we end up talking poorly of what they've done and not do and holding anger against them, you know, and sometimes it's things we, you know, beyond our control. So I told her to turn the other cheeks and give thanks for the harmonious relationship with her loved one and putting her in the white light. And it makes it more powerful not only to give thanks, but also to visualize it, you know, exchanging the love vibes by inhaling the light and exhaling it from the heart to the other person. You have to feel it. You have to see them. You have to hear it like your own words. And then within, you know, within moments, in like I said, it just depends how long you're willing to hold it and you hold that light. You don't have to talk to the other person. You don't have to find excuses. You don't have to, you have to stop arguing, okay? And you stop to arguing within your own head. And with, you know, within time, you'll see harmonious relations unify miraculously. And, mm-hmm. and gosh, I think you know this as well, don't you, Randy? Having these experiences as well. I mean,
I do.
We've all been there.
As a matter mm-hmm. of fact, and we didn't actually talk about this before, but you told me that one of the people that it's actually someone that works for me. You said that she would either embrace the love or be so blown away by it that she would leave, and the problem
right.
would end. Well, she left.
Oh.
First, she softened. Excuse me. First, her heart softened tremendously, and then she left. And that was
a
miracle.
That's a good point to bring up. Right, that's a good point to bring up because not everybody can embrace the love. They're just not there, and that's okay. That's because of over time they've built up so many walls and hardened so hard that it's hard for them to sustain. And if they move out, then you just got to trust that it's for the highest good for all involved. Not
right.
bad.
Right.
So, and that goes for love relationships, too, for anybody who's out there listening. You're saved. You're blessed. Trust. Okay?
Wow. It's
so,
powerful.
Yeah. So who do we have next?
Okay. So next we have area code okay, we have 858. Good morning. What's your
good
name?
Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What's your name?
Who do we have?
My name is Anne, and I'm calling from California. And I have a question.
Okay.
If you see like a stable boyfriend for me for the next year. I met someone this year that I was very attracted, but he is married, and unfortunately things didn't work out because, you know, he's an unavailable man, but we had lots of attraction between us.
Right. That happens. So what's your question, honey, Anne?
Do you feel like a stable, like serious boyfriend, not just a date, not just a love, but a boyfriend for me?
Will you have a stable boyfriend? Probably not when you expect it. I think once you have harnessed the relationship with yourself, I think that's when, and really feel content, Anne. I mean this seriously. Feel really content with yourself. I think that person will walk in. I highly recommend a book from Sandra Ann Taylor. You might want to write this down. Sandra Ann Taylor was on circuit with me. I adore her. She wrote a book called Secrets of Attraction, which kind of employs some of the things I'm talking about here. And, you know, kind of setting up your life basically to receive and love relationships. Highly recommend this book. Okay?
Okay.
And the other thing, too, is I see you, are you involved with animals of any sort? Because I see
dog.
A lot of animals.
I have a big dog.
Yeah, okay, because I almost felt like it was a horse, you know? I don't. Okay, well, maybe there are horses, because I feel like the relationship that transpires that is the long haul, and I say long haul, I feel like it's a partnership, a friend that grows into a partnership, and I don't know if it's necessarily traditional in the sense, but I feel like there might be some a horse, you know, also involved, okay? Because I see that as a bridge, okay? So, or horses, okay?
Okay,
are you fond of horses and mountains and stuff like that? Because I feel like it's a ranch, it's, you know, identified with a ranch.
I'm not fond of horses. Honestly, I'm not around horses, but maybe the person will be. I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
There's an area called Ranch about 5-7 miles from my houses. I rarely go there as I don't have any friends, but people there do own horses.
Well, so that's 7 miles from your home, huh?
Maybe six. Maybe 5 to 10 minutes drive. It's pretty close, but I rarely go there as I don't have any friends there.
Well, honey, if it's that close, then you're pretty darn close to him. Okay, so I'm putting it there. Okay, I feel like he's nearby, but you have to be prepared and ready. And I think it just means being settled with yourself, and then it miraculously happens. Because I just don't feel like this is an online gig. You know, I feel like it's somebody you come into contact with because of serendipitous ways, okay? So, and as I say that, I see a woman off to your left. Are you right-handed, Anne?
I am right-handed, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I feel like there's somebody that is closely connected on your maternal side, like a motherly figure. But I feel like there's also somebody's connected in name, you know, female on the other side that might have a similar name, first middle name or something of that sort. Does that make sense?
I don't know anyone with the same name.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm. Was it an aunt or something on the maternal side?
No, we don't have the same name.
Okay. First or middle name. Well, that's what I get, okay? So I want you to hold on to it, okay? Maybe it's somebody you're not thinking of, but right at the moment, okay? But
okay.
I see another woman there that's kind of maternal, and I feel like there might be some jewelry that's passed over, you know, and connected to her, connected with you on the maternal side.
My mom did pass all her jewelry to me. She's still alive, but she's very elderly, so a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, she passed all her jewelry to me.
Okay, well, it's connected also to somebody on the other side. So I that's my sense, okay? So hold on to that, and maybe I'll come to you later. Okay, Anne, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day. Okay, we have area code 206. Good morning. Good morning. Hi. Are you there? Area code 206. Hi. Anybody home? All right, we'll put you back on hold and see if we can get back to you. Okay. Who's next? We have area code. Let me see. Did we do this one yet? Oh, okay. We have 856. Here we go. Good morning. Hi. What is your name?
Hey, it's Rose Maria. How are you?
Hi, Rose Maria.
Hi.
We're great. How are you?
I guess the same question as the last caller.
Your
relationship for Christmas and birthday and all that stuff next month.
Oh, what did you just say, Rose Maria? I didn't get the last
one. Oh, Christmas for my birthday next month. Relationship. Long term.
Did you get the book I suggested to the last caller?
I didn't hear that part.
Okay, write it down if you got a pen nearby. Okay.
Yeah.
For anybody who's out there seeking love, I highly recommend Sandra Ann Taylor's book called The Secrets of Attraction. It works. Okay. And the other thing, you know, is she helps you, you know, attract love into your life. But basically what it boils down to is loving yourself. That's what it boils down to. That's why I was saying my last caller was, you know, suggesting how she was wanting somebody, and I was suggesting that she be content with herself, and then a true love will walk in. Somebody who really adores you and loves you in the way that you love yourself. So it's something, it's really a conscious act. So, I mean, rather than somebody who's a fly-by-night, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
You really got to be prepared. And I don't know if you're fairly young, aren't you, Rose Maria? I mean, I get, what, you're in your 20s? At least you sound like it over the phone.
I wish.
You sound like you're 20.
I'm over 40.
You're over 40. You sound like you're in your 20s. Okay. Was there a man around you with a child? Because I do get somebody who's got a child that was in and out of your life as well. Do you have somebody like that, Rosemary? Who's like in and out?
He doesn't have a child.
He doesn't? No, I see somebody who's around you who has a child. And this child,
He wants one, and I want one.
Oh. So he is in and out of your life now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does he have a child now? Because I see a child around.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, well, all right. I get this one circling, you know, and I just get that it becomes more prominent over time.
I think what I'm understanding, what you're trying to say is his brother passed away young, and I think he's circling to come back, or probably me that I don't know of.
Well, I feel like this man circles around, and I don't know if you're willing and ready at this moment in time to embrace it. You know,
yes.
Long haul. Okay,
yes.
So for me, you know, the previous caller, I think, was more receptive to something long-term. I think you're still holding up some blocks. And it might be, you know, it might be because, Rose Maria, because of a previous relationship where you were stung, and you just haven't worked through it yet. So I would suggest starting there, okay, and try to break down your barriers. And then, you know, this will unfold naturally. All right?
Cool. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Call in, Rose.
Okay. Thank you, Rose Maria. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. was that one? Okay. Okay. So, you know, we have a couple more minutes to talk, and then we can probably take one more caller.
Okay. How about we go to – oh, I want to share one about career, okay? This is a good one. I had a client who said she was ready to be a mom, and it was her dream job to be a mom now that she achieved a status in her corporate career, okay? So I'm going to say this is the career field, okay? Because she, her dream job was now to be a mom. The only caveat. Okay, so the only caveat to this goal was that she thought it was impossible being single. And also, doctors had warned her against a pregnancy because of her older age, and quite honestly, she was in her late 30s, okay? So I told her nothing was impossible. Really, nothing is impossible when you realize, you know, who's standing by your side. So I guided her to give thanks for a healthy baby, okay? It wasn't shortly after that she was artificially inseminated, and 9 months later she gave birth to a perfect baby girl.
Oh, wow.
I know. But she, you know, again, I know it sounds simpler than what it is, but you have to eliminate all doubt. Here's the thing with it. You really have to believe, okay? And that's basically the word faith. Faith is believing in something that doesn't really exist in the moment, but, you know, you have to believe it to achieve it. That's just unequivocal faith, okay? And then giving thanks, affirming the desire as if it is happening now, and see it, feel it, hear it, and you'll know sooner or later that it's going to happen without a doubt. So it's just a matter of putting out your wish every night before you go to sleep. And anytime the thought comes in, entertains otherwise, just don't entertain it. Dismiss it. Say cancel, and then reaffirm what you want in your life, affirming it. You know, it's the power of positive attraction, basically. That's what it boils down to.
That definitely works. It definitely works. And, you know, when you embrace the fact that Spirit's always with you, that you're never alone, and that there's always somebody listening, everything becomes possible. Everything. It is miraculous. It is miraculous.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take another caller. We might be able to take two. Let's see. All right, this is area code 309. Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. How are you, Randy and Laura?
Hi, good. Hi. How are you? What's your name?
Alicia.
Alicia. Oh, hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hello, 309.
Yeah,
309.
I know that area code. All right, so let me guess. Are we moving home, or are we happy where we are?
I don't know. I'm waiting for you to tell me.
No, you need to, you know, it boils down to, you know, you just choosing.
Yeah, I think I'm okay. I'm just really worried about the finances.
Yeah, I know.
Because we're still stuck between the two.
Okay, so you know what? We should tell the other story right after we get off the phone with you, because it's about wealth. Okay, so Alicia, you know, you guys, you got to trust. You just made a move across the country, okay, which I'm going to share with everybody else, because Alicia's been a longtime caller into the radio shows. And, you know, and just trust that everything's for a reason, and that there's bigger reasons why you guys are out west in the great state of Washington. Okay.
Okay.
And then, you know, it might be, you know, right now you feel a little lopsided because you're out of your norm, you're out of your territory, you're away from home. And God, I get also from your a woman figure on the other side that there's another woman, I'm getting a sense, that is just really pulling you guys back. I don't know if there's guilt being laid out, you know, and just, I just feel like there's, you know, heartbroken. Some other woman that's heartbroken here back at, in Illinois. Does that make sense?
My husband's mother.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's.
Yes, that's what I would guess.
Okay, so that's not helping the situation, okay? That's what I got. And but I will say this. If you guys can hold the vision that you're abundant, that your family thrives, okay? Because I think in due time it will. I think you guys are going to land on your feet because, like I've said before, I see like a truck or something and you guys – becoming more independent on your own, and you start to flourish at that time, okay? And but it doesn't help that you're, you know, you got family that are pulling on you to come back. So, but I think you guys are going to make it, you know, make it a stay, make it a go for yourselves out there. And I just want you to believe in yourselves, okay? And trust that everything happened. I wrote a, and if anybody would like to look at it, I wrote a year angel message on my website for the 2017. It was about trust. And I think you guys really need to trust in yourselves right now, given this major transition you put your family through. You know, and it's much bigger than the two of you. It's your, for your children, too.
Okay. You had mentioned a woman on the other side before. You had mentioned one still living.
Yes.
Is she
side, your side? I feel like it's a grandmother to you, connected
okay.
to you. Yes. She's always with you. You talk to her all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. I
didn't know if you were talking family or a friend, because I had a friend pass away too. So I wasn't sure if you were referring to Sherry or Emily.
No, my thing also is I feel like somebody else in your family made a big transition, okay, before. And they landed on their feet eventually. Was this in your husband's side of the family, or was this your side of the family where they made a transition?
It was probably on my side because I've had a couple sisters move away. So.
Right. So I just want to confirm, that's a confirmation that you guys are going to be okay.
Okay?
Okay. Trust me, baby.
Right.
Keep me posted, okay? I wish you guys
I will.
Happy holidays, okay?
Thanks
you
for
too.
Calling in, Alicia.
Hope everything turned out well for you guys, too. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. So we can take one more caller, but we only have about 2 minutes. Let me see. This is area code 646. Hi. We'll try
hey,
to squeeze you in. What is your name?
Thank you. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, ladies. How's it going?
Going good.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question for you. I've been having these dreams, okay, that it's not going to happen probably. I don't know when. I don't want to put an estimated time on it, but there's going to be someone that comes into my life. Okay, I haven't met the guy yet, but I know he's definitely coming. Now, when he does come, do my guys want me to, like, hire a private investigator to make sure that, and I don't know if I should or if I should just, like, should I hire a private investigator to make sure, like, he is, like, legit or?
Why? Are you scared? Are your dreams making you frightened of this person?
Actually, no. Maybe I shouldn't.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Lisa, while you're talking, I do get the sense there is somebody on the other side, male, who had heart problems or chest problems. I get it, like, congested there. That's very close to you on the other side. Who's this?
My grandmother.
Okay.
Probably saying,
all
don't
right,
worry.
You are, let me just put it this way, protected.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You are protected. So I wouldn't give thought to that. Again, listen to what we've been talking about today. Don't entertain that thought. Okay?
Okay, so I will not do that. Okay.
And I want you to say, you know, and here's another thing that you can do, and I have recommended to people, is just see that light come down, like I've said to other callers today, and just inhale the light and then exhale from your heart and just put a protective bubble around you. Just send,
okay.
Send out love to the world, and then that's all you will attract to you. Is love.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
So,
okay.
So bring, and that's what I do on a day-to-day basis, too. I just inhale the light, and I send it out from my heart, and that's all I want to attract into my life is just love. I want love vibes. So, yeah, I'm not going to have anybody come into my field that's going to be anything other than that. Okay.
That sounds good. Okay.
Thank you for calling, Lisa. We have to go.
Thank you.
Last Wednesday of every month.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you at the end of next month.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, so we have about another minute to go. So do we have another story to share or something quick?
I think we kind of talked about it with Alyssa's call. We talked about wealth, and you know, she was, having a hard time financially. And basically, to stop this kind of struggle in your mind is just to change the tune, okay? Stop the chatter by giving thanks for the abundant business that helps my family thrive or helps me thrive, okay? So just whatever comes from your heart, try to affirm it and see it and feel it and hear it as if it already is. And, you know, I just suggested to the last caller, or was it the caller before, about going to my website. There is a, if you go to the website, mediumlauralee.com, under angel messages, there is a angel message for the year 2017. It's all about trust this year. And we've got to trust ourselves when we make a choice, even if we think it's bad or we think things are messed up or in chaos, we've got to trust that things are working for our highest good. And when we turn our thoughts that way, it does work out for our highest good. And maybe we don't see it right off the bat, but we will eventually, and as it unfolds in time, we're like, oh, my gosh, that was perfectly aligned.
Yep. It's so
right?
True. Trust and allow. Just trust and allow.
And
things happen the way they're supposed to happen, when they're supposed to happen. So I have to say goodbye to you until next month. But, you know, we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
It was a great show. Thank you to all the callers. And I wish you a very happy holiday season until we connect next month.
Very good.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So we are out of time for today. But if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And Randy is RANDIGFINE.com. And again, check out my new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind. It's available on Amazon. It's by Randy G. Fine. And it's a great help for people who have had relationship problems with really pretty much any relationship that you've ever had. It explains a phenomenon that goes on that is really rampant in all societies. So thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time. And serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.